The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We're back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTKA.com, Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. Folks, you looking for a great takeout option? Man, the best one around, the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields. In case you missed it, you must not have been listening to this show, right? I've been talking about the ribs, the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields for months, telling you, you can get great ribs in the convenience of just calling ahead at 734-998-1555 between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m., 7 days a week, and then just pulling on up to the Kitchen Door Polo Fields, and you call when you get there, they'll bring your ribs right out. But not just ribs. There are other menu items. One of the latest additions, the prime rib sandwich, which you've heard me talking up here recently, that's available, as are many other options. You can check out the full menu at thekitchendoorannarbor.com. Again, thekitchendoorannarbor.com. Now, if you call and place your order, you mention Michigan, get 40% off everything, excluding alcohol. I want to make that clear, excluding alcohol, but this is great food, the convenience of takeout. Just call friends at the Kitchen Door by Polo Field, 734-998-1555, 7 days a week between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m., or go to thekitchendoorannarbor.com. Again, thekitchendoorannarbor.com. You can place your order that way. Pull up, call when you get there. They'll bring it right out. You cannot beat it. No brainer if you're on the west side of Ann Arbor, but worth the drive from anywhere in Washtenaw County to get on over to the Kitchen Door by Polo Fields. All right, so Mr. Weintraub, coaching. And the coaching searches. So this has been a major topic for us here of late. You may recall yesterday we were talking about the Michigan women's basketball side of things, that one new assistant was already in the fold, and Kerry Moore. And so talked about assistant number two possibly coming from Fordham. Did we not? It sort of mentioned it in passing.
You forecasted this yesterday, Sam.
Said to you, look out for a coach. Now, forgive me if I mispronounce the name. We will get it correct if we are mispronouncing it. We'll correct it down the line. But I will attempt to do so now. As from Fordham, Val Nyanima. That's my attempt, Ira. Val Nyanima coming over from Fordham. We alluded to this yesterday. You may have seen me mention that on the MichiganInsider.com over the weekend. She indeed was named to Michigan's coaching staff yesterday. Another move that's being praised, Ira, and this one praised by, you know, women's college basketball royalty, right?
Yeah, there's a player that is very familiar. She's an alum of South Carolina. That is where Dawn Staley is the head coach. Dawn Staley, one of the greats when it comes to playing of all time, and now one of the greats when it comes to coaching of all time. And Dawn Staley gives her co-sign, endorsement, whatever you want to call it. Really excited for the hire for obviously for Val, but also for Michigan. And this is somebody in Dawn Staley that Coach Rico has a good relationship with. She served, Kim served as an assistant for, I can't remember which Team USAs they were, but she worked for Dawn Staley, I believe it was a couple of summers. And so they have a really good relationship going back however many years now. And so here comes Val Nyanima, who played at South Carolina. I like that she brings some international experience. She played for Fiji, so that's some fun international experience that she brings to the table as well. And obviously she's a young, hungry, go-getting kind of coach who has gone from video coordinator to coach, even served a little bit of time as an interim head coach, has helped guide teams to the NCAA tournament, and now comes here to Ann Arbor to be the second of the three hires that Coach Rico has to make. One more to go, Sam.
Absolutely, and so she received, as you pointed out, a shout-out from Dawn Staley, and one of the things that Kim referenced, that connection in her commentary or her comment on the move. She said, Val is, giving you the quotes from Kim Barnes-Rico now, Val is one of the best developers of talent at the point guard position. I think a lot of that can be attributed to the learning from someone like Dawn Staley, as well as her extensive international experience. She's an extremely hardworking and loyal individual who has a great ability to build relationships with players, recruits within the community. I am excited to have her energy and enthusiasm in our program. And Dawn Staley on Twitter, congrats, Val. You have worked when no one was watching all your life. You earned and deserve this opportunity. Good looking out, Kim Barnes Orico. So, 2 of 3. I mean, we have seen, as you heard me say, the last couple of shows, we have seen Kim routinely go out and hire outstanding coaching talent, as evidenced by 3 of her recent coaches becoming head coaches. Now, we haven't seen her have to replace 3 coaches in 1 offseason, but, you know, if there was a coach that was going to do that and do that in rousing fashion, it's Kim, with the way that she's hired in the past and off to a very good start. 2 universally praised moves so far. Moving over to the football side of things.
Well, Sam, right? No predictions on who's 3rd? I mean, you nailed the second pick.
So I have my feelers out. I have my ear to the ground. If I had a name for you, I would give it to you today. I don't have a name for number 3, but I'm working on it.
Do you want to campaign for Jillian one more time, since you have a little bit more window?
I'm right there with you. I would love it if Jillian got that shot. I've heard nothing to suggest that that's the case, or that it's not, for that matter. This is more hope, wishing, and prayer for us. I'm hoping for Jillian that she's going to keep moving up the ranks, but it would be awesome if she got that option at Michigan, that opportunity at Michigan. But moving over to the football side of things, as the search for Mo Linguist's replacement is picking up steam. I mean, could Michigan move as fast here as Buffalo moved to hire their head coach? Buffalo hired their head coach in a week. That's warp speed in this day and age, right? But you can do that when you have some familiarity with a guy. You know, in the case of Mo Linguist, he had worked at Buffalo. I mean, there's some familiarity there on both sides. It is very clear, as you've heard me say yesterday, you've seen me say on the MichiganInsider.com, that there's some familiarity with Steve Klinkscale. I think that he very clearly has emerged as the front runner in this race. The top candidate, not to be confused with the only candidate. That is not the case. But is it the case that he's the top guy? Sure. I've given you my perspective on why, but it is always interesting to get a view from the other side. Is it not? I'm always interested in what they're saying about guys, whether it's players or coaches. And so Kentucky Sports Radio, they do a lot of coverage, written coverage on their site as well, KentuckySportsRadio.com. And so they put out a piece yesterday, Ira. I don't know if you saw it, but it was why Kentucky needs to keep Steve Klinkscale. Why Kentucky needs to keep Steve Klinkscale. And so you would think, from the outside looking in, from a recruiting perspective, that all of their success, any recruiting success that they've had down there, is due to Vince Morrow, who Michigan fans would be familiar with from the first hiring cycle. Jim, Vince Morrow was in the running for that tight ends job, very much so. He was able to parlay that into a boost in profile at Kentucky. He's had a few raises and a few promotions, and he's now the recruiting coordinator. I think he's the associate head coach. He's getting 900 racks for that, Ira. Like, amazing. I just haven't seen that. But when you have the recruiting profile that he does, and I sort of get it. But Klink does a lot of that work, Ira. I mean, it's overshadowed by, you don't hear about it as much because, you know, Vince's profile is so big down there. But on KentuckySportsRadio.com, they call him, as they run down a list in this story about why Kentucky needs to keep Steve Klinkscale. The first on that list, Ira, they said he's an elite recruiter. Steve Klinkscale has been, this is the first line in that passage. Steve Klinkscale has been Kentucky's best recruiter, not named Vince Morrow. If not for the big dog, we could easily consider him one of the best to ever do it in Lexington. So they talk about all the guys that I have, many of the guys that I've laid out before. We know about the work he's done in Michigan. But, you know, both he and Vince. Now, Vince isn't the only one that's doing work in Ohio. As Klink is a Youngstown, Ohio guy who's done really good work in Ohio, and they've really affected Michigan State. Like, we talk about Cincinnati affecting Michigan State. Cincinnati affects Michigan State in Ohio. Kentucky has been affecting Michigan State in Ohio and Michigan. A lot of the guys that D'Antonio was getting to go to Michigan State, those guys are going to, if you want to put Michigan in the equation as well, the state of Michigan, I mean, a lot of those guys are going to Kentucky now. I mean, it's one of the things that as you look at, you know, the pendulum kind of swinging away from Michigan State, a lot of it has to do with Kentucky's rise. A lot of it has to do with Steve Klinkscale. And so the next passage in there, Ira, they say numbers don't lie. All right. They talk about how Klink gets more credit on the recruiting trail than he does on the football field. But they say, well, that's not necessarily fair because, you know, he can develop talent. I pointed this out. Said, and they say here, in the last 3 years, 4 UK defensive backs have been selected in the NFL draft. And, you know, Klinkscale has played a role in recruiting most of them, all of them, except for Mike Edwards, who was on the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he played a role in developing all of those guys. But the numbers, Ira, Kentucky's pass defense has finished first in the SEC the last 2 seasons. In 2020, Kentucky was tops in the in interceptions with 16. I believe the secondary had 8 of those. They don't list that in there, but I think they, you know, I think they had 8 of those interceptions. And to me, what was maybe the most impressive feat was after Mike Edwards and after Lonnie Simmons, that would be the 2019 draft. After those guys go to the draft, right? They were 2 of the top. He lost his top 6 defensive backs in that offseason. I mean, that it's like a complete overhaul at that point. That you have to replace those guys. And they went out in 2020 and picked up right where they left off. You know, they second in the nation in fewest touchdown passes allowed, 3rd nationally in passing yards allowed. You know, it was considering your top 6 defensive backs are off the board. You got all new guys out there, essentially, and they still go out and have that kind of performance. Again, like they say in this Kentucky Sports Radio report, that, man, this dude, the numbers don't lie. And they talk about terrible timing. You know, they have 6 4-star commitments in their 2022 recruiting class. 3 of them were recruited by Klink. So this is not a Michigan-centric report. This is, you know, the Kentucky faithful, the blue blood site said, hey, man, do what you...
And we just lost Sam's audio. What happened to Sam's audio there as he's broadcasting live from home? We had to get to a break anyway. So maybe that's just nature telling us to go to a break.
As Sam, I'm back.
There we go, Sam. You get so excited, you hit a button.
No, they said, do what you need to do to keep this guy in Kentucky. And Kentucky, it's, you know, they were thinking that already. They are working very hard to keep Steve Klinkscale in Kentucky. And so we'll see where that goes. I do want to make it clear, though. I think that when Vince Morrow, when there was that dalliance with Michigan back in 2015, I think that was all about, you know, sort of leveraging that to increase his profile at Kentucky. I really do. That's my opinion on the matter. I don't think Clint gets down like that. I don't think this is that for him. I think that his interest in Michigan, not just in this cycle, but in the last few cycles, been sincere. You know, he was involved in the last two searches, the one that resulted in Bob Shoup, the one that resulted in Mo Linguist, was in communication with Jim in both instances. Never was offered the job, though. Never was offered the job. So there's that distinction should be made. Never was offered the job in those instances. But I think his interest in Michigan was sincere. Wasn't just about, you know, putting your name out there to try to blow yourself up in your current position. So we'll see how it goes. None of that means that he's going to land at Michigan, but I can say confidently that he is at the top of the board, and have another report about all the happenings yesterday in this latest run, this latest dance with Clint. Detailed it over on the MichiganInsider.com. So be sure to check it out. But as you heard from Ira, we need to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.